"'I need to talk to you in private,' Harry muttered to Ron and Hermione as the train picked up speed.
"'Go away, Ginny,' said Ron.
"'Oh, that's nice,' said Ginny huffily, and she stalked off.
Harry, Ron and Hermione set off down the corridor, looking for an empty compartment. But all were full, except for the one at the very end of the train. This only had one occupant, a man sitting fast asleep next to the window. Harry, Ron and Hermione checked on the threshold. The Hogwarts Express was usually reserved for students, and they had never seen an adult there before, except for the witch who pushed the food trolley. The stranger was wearing an extremely shabby set of wizard's robes, which had been darned in several places. He looked ill and exhausted. Though quite young, his light brown hair was flecked with grey.
"Who do you reckon he is?"
Ron hissed as they sat down and slid the door shut, taking the seats furthest away from the window.
"Professor R.J. Lupin," whispered Hermione at once.
"How do you know that?"
"It's on his case," replied Hermione, pointing at the luggage rack over the man's head, where there was a small, battered case held together with a large quantity of neatly knotted string. The name Professor R.J. Lupin was stamped across one corner in peeling letters.